all and welcome back to Let's Talk Assassin's Creed, your number one podcast for all things Assassin's Creed. In today's episode, we're going to take another dive into the Assassin's Creed universe and answer a question that's been on my lips for quite a few years. In this podcast, I've roped in the help of Too Swift, a friend of mine from the Gamer Hive community, and with his help, I've managed to write this script by asking him questions and having a bit of a back and forward. Now, the question that's been on my mind for quite a while is, do we need assassins to make an Assassin's Creed game? Now, judging by the title, well, yes, it's Assassin's Creed, the Creed of the Assassins. But since the games have evolved since Assassin's Creed 1 to Odyssey, we know that now in the universe we have Templars, Rogue, showed as a Templar organization, to some extent Black Flag also showed as Templars, because we work with the Templars to relive an assassin's memory. We weren't living assassins, we were with Templars. I will point out that might be a spoiler for anyone who hasn't played Black Flag, so I will apologise I did not say that at the start. Apologise about that. So, since we now know that in the Assassin's Creed universe there's assassins, there's Templars, and there's Isu, it's, in my imagination, it shouldn't be a far stretch if we had an Assassin's Creed game that was about the birth of the Templars, or birth of the Isu. Now, I know when you take a look at the comic universe, we have Templar-based comics. Now, these are classed in titles as Assassin's Creed comics, but they're based off Templars. So, really, can we not have that in a game? Now, the other reason why I've asked this question is Odyssey has gone down like a lead balloon to some fans of the community. I personally can understand with some of the RPG troves that have been added are a bit too hardcore for me. Like, multiple endings should not be in Assassin's Creed. To go out and buy a book to get a canon ending for an Assassin's Creed shouldn't be happening. Notoriety system, I like. I think there was a Notoriety style system in number 2, but this one's gone more hardcore with a Nemesis system, which was cool. RPG was done okay, but I still prefer Origins. But overall, the game was fun. And I do enjoy it. I will say I'll replay it because I do like it. But a lot of things fans do get a bit upset about is there's no assassins. Where's the assassins? It's Assassin's Creed. And now, to me, I don't understand where this negativity is coming from. When you look at Assassin's Creed, only Altair, Ezio Auditore, Arno, Evie, and I forgot her partner in Syndicate, they were all the only assassins that we play as. Shay Cormac is a rogue assassin. He's not really an assassin. He's not living by the creed. He's fighting for Templars. Connor from Assassin's Creed 3 was never initiated into the Brotherhood. He was just welcomed by Achilles. So he's technically just an acting assassin. Edwin Kenway was a fake assassin. He stole the identity for basic treasure and then by the end became an assassin. Bayek was never an assassin because it never existed. So by that stretch, there have been some games where we've never played as assassins, especially with Bayek, because he had to set up the foundation. And now, we do know, and this is a spoiler if anyone hasn't played DLC for Odyssey, we do know Cassandra is the grandma to Bayek's wife, Aya. So without Cassandra, we wouldn't really have the storyline for Bayek, because it's Bayek and Aya who make the Brotherhood. So Aya is a key component. So again, we class that as an Assassin's Creed game, even though Bayek is never an assassin. So I spoke to Too Swift. I'm really sorry if you're listening, dude, and I get your name wrong. I'm a bit dyslexic. I'm struggling reading my own script. And I asked him the same question, could we have an Assassin's Creed without assassins? And his reply was, when a new game has been announced, do we all... Well, sorry, that's my question, sorry. See, dyslexia, screwing up the script already. So I asked him, when a new game has been announced, do we automatically expect there to be an Assassin Brotherhood character? And by Brotherhood, I just meant, you know, someone that's been part of the Brotherhood, or someone that will become an assassin, like Connor, who became an assassin, Edward, who became an assassin, and so on. And his brilliant response was, well, since they made Assassin's Creed Origins, which is the beginning, we have to expect that from now on they'll make games that are after that, so we can expect there to be a Brotherhood character in it. I wouldn't say that now we should expect there to be one, which I immediately thought, but if we're expecting there to be one in games, which I did, after he said that, because brilliant rants, and I immediately thought straight after, if we're expecting there to be one in games after Origins, does that mean we're going to now just be focusing on Assassin's instead of the factions? Because I think that's wrong. We shouldn't just get this Assassin's Creed game and it's the same, you're an assassin fighting the Templar, you're an assassin fighting the Templar. Why can't we have Assassin's Creed Rise of the Templars, where we play as a Templar rising up? Assassin's Creed Isu, where we play as the Isu from the beginning. Something that Elder Scrolls and Fallout and Far Cry do. They're called Elder Scrolls, they're called Fallout, they're called Far Cry. But there's never that anchor other than the lore and the world tying them. When you play Skyrim, there is lore mentions to Elder Scrolls Oblivion, but there's no connections, no recurring theme. Whereas Assassin's Creed always has that recurring theme. And to answer that, and his response was perfect. Again, I really love this dude. He's an amazing person. They always tend to put one in to connect to the main protagonist to the Brotherhood, and that he or she is not, doing it of their own will. Unfortunately, the Assassin's Creed games have always focused on assassins being Templars, and not the other way around, so they focus mainly on assassins. I think they should make either a movie or a game solely based around all factions as a build-up to their storylines, so we get a wider view of what is actually happening in the real world, not just in the Animus. Now this is a fantastic response, because this is basically saying, we're going to get Assassin's Creed, I'm going to call him Ragnarok because that's the code name, but I don't know, and that could be the same Assassin vs Templar, Assassin vs Templar, and it's going to be the same format. And what he's saying is, why can't we have an Assassin's Creed game with Templars beating Assassins, or an Assassin's Creed game so we know more about the factions, so an Assassin's Creed based on the Isu, like Odyssey did. I personally think if Odyssey toned down the RPG and made it a clone, and I use clone in a good sense, of Odyssey, of Origins, I mean, with the combat, the world, the side quests, everything was so beautifully crafted. If they did that and made Alexios canon through the Templar side, the Order of the Ancients, play that as a different storyline, because I'm not being rude, if you can make DLC storyline, then surely you can make an Assassin's Creed game where, especially with Odyssey, we've got Cassandra living the main side, arise from Amiphios, the Amiphios, all the way up to being a guardian of the Spear of Leonidas, and at the same time having it a storyline where he plays Alexios on his rise to madness, and it could just, his storyline could end when he meets Cassandra. That is something you should do in the games. You shouldn't just be like, hey, look, we have a man and a woman protagonist, only one's canon. No, don't do that. Make both canon, please. But that's why I think Odyssey would have worked so well if they did that. Because even though it was an assassin, didn't have assassins in it, it was still an Assassin's Creed game. It still held on to the lore. And I do know, because I've read the lore, and I do understand there's some small bending of the rules that have been in Odyssey, and I understand that's a bit, I am a bit frustrated, but in another podcast in a couple of weeks, I will explain that Assassin's Creed is becoming to have a Kingdom Hearts effect, where there's so many games, over so many generations, over books, over comics. I'm not being rude. The lore is going to bend a tiny bit, and it's not like the current Britain rulebook starting again. It just kind of happens over time with games that have a long progression of history. But that's off topic. It's another day. So I think what I'm trying to say is, we need Assassin's Creed games with assassins, because it's always cool playing assassins. But I think using the same premises that Elder Scrolls and Far Cry uses, why can't we have Assassin's Creed games that are Assassin's Creed games because they're tied to the world lore? And I could be wrong in so many ways, and I don't mind if I am wrong, this is just my opinion. I just think, if the comic books can have Templar-based stories, and they're still called Assassin's Creed comics, then why can't we have the same with the games? I'm going to try and find a list of the Assassin's Creed comics. I've got them saved in my script, but I'm not being thing. I'm absolutely terrible with my scripts. I can't read them. And I just think maybe that's what we could look at. So, again, I could be wrong, And this could be an offshoot of my madness, because I am slightly crazy. But I just think maybe we're expecting too much. Maybe if we look at it from the point of view of Bethesda's style and of Elder Scrolls and Far Cry, which is the same franchise over and over again, same formula but evolved, that doesn't have an overarching storyline. But we know it's a Far Cry game. We know what we're expecting. And I think maybe it's time we did that with Assassin's Creed. Maybe we took a step back slightly and thought, hang on a minute, we're looking at Templars this time, or we're looking at Isu. And instead of thinking, oh no, it doesn't have assassins, it's not Assassin's Creed, chuck it in the bin, think, well, hang on a minute, no, it doesn't have assassins in it, but it's tied to Assassin's Creed lore, let's give it a try. And these are the Assassin's Creed comics that they've got. They've got Assassin's Creed Templars Black Cross, Assassin's Creed Templars Cross of War. See, they're two Assassin's Creed books based on Templars. And to be honest, I would love to see it. I personally would. I don't know why. I really love the idea of Rogue hunting down the assassins, because that stealth combat with a bit of cat-mouse, if you think about it. Imagine playing this big open world as a Templar. You've turned your back on the Brotherhood. You've got their skills. You've turned your back on them. And now you're hunting them down again. Same as Rogue, Crisis. And think about the combat when you go and fight a fort, like you did in Odyssey. Instead of the enemies being face-to-face, hack and slash, they hide, they use smoke bombs, they try and air assassinate you. You know, that sort of reversal, because then, as you're playing the game as a Templar, you've got to think like an assassin. You've got to think, well, hang on a minute, if I was playing as an assassin, what if I dived down? What if I did this? What if I used smoke bombs to cause distraction? And then you're left vulnerable. It's just a cool idea. I will admit, I do love the Isu. I love the lore, I love the ideas. But I am very... If they're going to make an Isu-based game, I would want it not focused in our timeline, but focused in an Isu timeline before the Great Catastrophe. So maybe we could actually play the revolution between the Adam and Eve setup. Maybe we could play it as an Isu warrior at the last end of the evolution, and of the revolution, it's his job to try and stop the cataclysm, but obviously he fails. And I think that's just so cool, see the world of the Isu, see how the Isu fought. I did enjoy the Spear of Leonidas at times with abilities, but again, I just felt a bit way, way OP. I think I relied heavily on the Assassin's Creed just for Rush, Critical, and the hide bodies, because I thought that was kind of cool, just stab tens of folk, hide the bodies, again, do it again. And I just think maybe that's the direction we could try. Now, I spanned a ton of nonsense tonight, so let's leave it there. We'll see what you guys think. If you have any more thoughts, please shoot me an email, shoot me a social media, I'll happily reply as soon as I can. I would like to make a big announcement that I reached 300 downloads after 6 episodes, so look out on social media for a thank you video. I don't normally plug this stuff at the end, but I'm just really so excited. And I'm also excited to announce that next week I'm going to be looking into some theories that I've come up with about the Animus. And I've got some questions that I asked one of my favourite podcasters of Assassin's Creed that I found recently, The Bleeding Effect, and the person behind it is actually giving me answers to a question. So I'm so excited to read his answers out loud next week. Oh, yeah, I'm sounding like a big girl again. So thank you all for tuning in again. Remember, this video will be uploaded to YouTube in the next couple of days. Search Let's Talk Assassin's Creed. This is just because Spreaker will delete some episodes after 25, and it's just a way to keep them forever. So you can, no, get rid of me. So thank you again for listening, and I will see you all next week with my theories on the Animus. And remember, keep an eye out on social media for a great big thank you video for my 200 downloads.